5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Hi
everyone.
我是爆炸头 Alex.
I am yellow background Jerry.
他在悉尼为大家广播。 欢迎大家收听 5 Minutes English.
Alright, okay.
今天在我们的微信公众号里回复 4037 就可以看到我们今天的图文了。文稿。
Oh yeah.
今天我们要讲的啥啊, Jerry?
So today, we're going to talk about the difference between a 7pm movie and a 9pm movie.
是不是选7点的就代表他不怎么在意? 为什么他不怎么在意?
Because it's so early in the day, you know, 7 o'clock, that's like normal time.
这才在意呀 7 o'clock 看完 9点 对吧 那你去开个房啪完就不是回家吗
No
9点看完还能干嘛 也是 9点看完也可以干嘛
Yeah, that could. And then you guys just stay in the hotel for the night
也是啊
Yes,
就晚了点吧
right. Yeah. But 9 o'clock gives, you know, the girl more time to dress up.
Make up.
Yes, make up. Same thing.
晚上回家是不是不安全啊 晚上看完电影
Well, that's why the guy will take the girl home, right?
Oh, or the girl take the guy home.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure if a 9pm movie really says anything though, but mm-hmm. you know, it can be an indication.
你那么开心干嘛?
I'm not.
你肯定干过这种事儿
Oh, and I'll tell you a story. I had a friend in Japan, okay? So I had a friend in Japan. He had lunch with a friend at 12 o'clock, went shopping with a girl from 2 to 5, sent her off, and went to dinner with another girl at 6 o'clock, and then afterwards went out to drink with some friends, and I was like...
我操,这生活太爽了吧?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, 我也要...
two girls in the same day? Yep.
oh.
Yeah, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought he was a player, you know?
Player我知道, player不就是不选手吗? 对吧? Basketball player, football player.
Whoa, please. Yes, so, well, actually, when I say player, I mean, you know Playboy?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so play...
My favorite
okay,
magazine.
Okay, alright, thank you. You just tell everyone that's your favorite magazine, okay. Yeah, so, what was the Chinese translation again?
发发公子.
Yeah, so, that's basically what a player is. It's like a Playboy, you know? Yeah.
Player 其实指的就是 Playboy
Yes
就是我们叫 这个中文应该怎么说来着
I don't know 这不是你吗
就是玩弄女生感情的人 很会撩妹的人
OK
对吧
yeah.
好像有一个专门的词可以讲的 想不起来了
OK Well can you guys tell us in the comments below
Of course
OK alright Do you know why players are good at getting girls though
Pick up line 嘛, 对吧? 我们以前也举过的。
That's obviously not the reason, right? Why don't you explain pick up lines first, and then we'll talk about why it's so lame.
Pick up line 嘛, pick up lines 就是 pick up 就是你去撩人 嘛,
yes.
去搭讪, line 就是 lines 就是说的那种话, 或者台词 嘛,
yes, that's right.
Pick up line 就是那种, 为什么说是 line 不是 sentence, 就是他那种话就是很有讲究的, 然后感觉就是, 比如说像话剧或者歌剧那种台词一样的那种说辞, 对吧?
Yes, that's right.
不是那么口语化的。
Yes. No, it's heaps colloquial, isn't it?
但是它是有这种类似于像搞一下脑子那种感觉。
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
不是说我碰到一姑娘, 哎呀,你长得好好看, 今天晚上我们去酒店吧。 那他妈的基本上成不了, 这个也不能算 pick up line 吧。
Maybe, it depends on how hot the guy is. Yeah, so, anyway, so, yeah, so pickup lines are usually some sort of, well, mostly, I wouldn't say usually, but mostly some sort of a very lame joke, you know?
Like you are yeah. lame joke.
Okay, all right, that's cool.
Lame joke 就是很多的那种, 很多时候就是一个冷笑话,对吧? Pickup line 其实就是一个冷笑话, 就让你搞个脑子的这种。
Yes, that's right. All right, so, should we give an example?
Of course.
Oh, have a really lame pickup line. Are you ready?
Yes.
Alright, so, hey girl, is your name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a strong connection.
都弄得我咳嗽了。
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I did say it was a lame joke, you know? You know what players are also good at doing? Oh, this is the reason why they get girls. Actually, maybe,、oh, maybe it's not. I don't know.
搞得好像你刚刚意识起来意识到一样。Playing a waiting game?
Yes, that's right.
Playing the waiting game 是什么呀？是什么游戏呀？
Yeah, so playing the waiting game is basically, say for example, two people they meet and, you know, they get along pretty well and it seems like they're both kind of interested in each other. But then one person tries to, I guess, play it cool by not texting the other person or not messaging the other person. Instead of proactively messaging the other person, they wait for that person to message them. So that's called the waiting game.
我知道了，就是撩妹的技巧嘛，就是你比如哎一开始跟他聊得很好，对吧？然后呢，要各自留了微信，对吧？然后呢，你就是不给他发消息，就是不发，就是耗着，看谁顶得过谁。
Okay, yeah.
是这意思啊
？Yes, that's right.
Waiting game. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, the waiting game.
哎，那如果他也不给你发短信呢？就是你不发，他也不发。
Yeah, so, then you're screwed.
哎，有这种情况的，大多数的情人有的时候就会这样错过的。
Maybe, maybe. I've seen it happen before.
所以有个道理，就是我不知道女生啊，女生有可能可以矜持一下。我觉得男生追女生绝对不能矜持，你要说出来，你他妈不说出来，别人怎么知道你喜欢他
？Well, exactly.
你说出来，说不定。对吧，你说出来首先两个结果，你说出来人家不喜欢你，人家跟你说不喜欢你，但是你至少告诉他了，人家这也会都注意到你，对吧？你要说出来了，人家一喜欢你把擦 一拍两合嘛。
Exactly. Exactly.
对吧？
But I mean, I guess it depends. Like, some people, they like to check if, well, I don't know, some people like to get to know the other person for a bit longer. Other people like to go out straight away and say, I like you, and then, you know,It just depends. But I think one thing for sure is you definitely want them to know that you're interested.
对啊，你必须要让他知道 you're interesting.
Yeah, maybe you don't have to like make a commitment, but let them know that you're interested.
对啊，yeah. 但你得让他知道，你不一定要完全说出来，但是你要用其他的方式让他知道。好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们明天见。
All right, that's all. No, oh yeah.That's all we have today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. And remember, you can play the waiting game, but if they never respond, then you'll lose.
And you can play another waiting game.
Yeah, okay. You can play waiting games with the whole world. And then you'll definitely lose.
那昨天我们的那个
Oh shit, I don't remember. So, the question was...So what is the similarity between...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Kentucky Fried Chicken and a woman.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, the question's from me.
Yes, the question's from you.
I asked the question.
Yes.
Okay, by the time you've finished with the breast and the things, right, all you have left is that greasy box to put your bone in.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I get it.
就是、其实有点恶心啦。By the time you finish with the breast and things, 就是当你吃 Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC 的时候，就是吃完 breast 和 you know, 大腿，对吧？就吃完了鸡胸肉和大腿。那你另外一个含义就是 when you finish with the breast and things, 就是当你摸完对方的胸部和大腿的时候，或者说当然你也可以用其他的，对吧？
Yes.
然后你剩下的 and all you have left is...A greasy box to put your bone in. 它意思就是，你看你吃 KFC 的剩下就是你得把骨头放在一个非常油腻的盒子里嘛。
Yes, that's right.
隐身衣嘛，我就不说了。
Oh, okay. Yes, that's probably good. Yes.
好了，杰瑞，那今天我们的问题是什么
？Case.
今天我给你个机会，让你来 show off your English.
Alright. So, when a guy and a girl, sorry, when a woman and the, so when a wife and husband were making love, okay.Her wife said, please say dirty things to me. And the question is, what did the man say?
Bitch.
No. Hell no.
就他们在啪啪啪的时候，这个女主人要求男主人，说一句脏话。 哎，好像是有的人会有这种癖好的，就是啪啪啪的时候，就是听脏话会很刺激，或者说听脏话或者说脏话会很刺激。
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
你好像很有经验的嘛。
Yes, I have a lot of experience.
好，那今想知道这个 husband 到底说了什么 dirty words when they making love？ 不要忘了听明天的每日五分钟英语。
Yep, that's right.
Okay, that's all we have today.
Alright, that's all we have today. And we'll see you guys
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们点赞以资鼓励。欢迎大家能够转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。如果大家对我们的节目有什么意见或者建议，或者是想找我们聊聊的话，可以加我们的微信公众号。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索"每日五分钟英语"，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。